Hey, what it do, people? It's your man Animal Brown checking in. Episode 240 of the On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast is here. That's right, 240 of them things. Well, 241 if you count the mashup. Go listen to that if you haven't. But this episode, Fab. We're going to go into detail about the Fab situation, and we're going to go into a couple of other scandals in hip hop, man, and how the damage control was done. Was it accurate? Did it work? Did it fail? What does Fab need to do? We're going to take care of all of that, all right? Also, as always, this episode is brought to you by RealVille Media Group. Do us a favor. Get on your computers. www.realvillemedia.com. Go check out the site.
On the site, you got all of the shows on the RealVille Media Network. What are the shows? Full Sport Press, J-Hove, How Weezy, Big Jeff. This week, they gave you the player playoffs. It's a tradition over there at FSP where they give you the player playoffs. This week, they did the Eastern Conference. Y'all tune in and check that out. Uh-oh, it's a brand new episode of the Ladies Room Podcast. They are back and in full effect with the Legacy episode. Rizzo and Anne-Marie tuning in, touching base with the fans, all the ladies out there, and gents if you want to hear that. And Fresh for Dummies, brand new episode letting you know what to wear for spring 2018. Gonna teach you what to cop, what to drop, what to wear, what to go by, all that good stuff. Y'all tune in for all the shows. Let us know who you like, your favorite on deckers. Brand new episode coming right now.
Hey, what it do with the business is?
Another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV Podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, how did your boy Animal Brown? Follow me on all things social media, Animal_Brown.
I am Spike Lou. Wherever you're looking for me at, any social media place. What is it? Instagram and Twitter.
I'm
limited to Instagram and Twitter.
Damn, what, you on parental block, motherfucker?
No, I just don't want to use other shit. And Facebook.
Man, absolutely, man. Of course, On Deck TV Podcast, episode 240. Do us a favor, go to Facebook. Join the rap chat, man. Search for the group. Just put in rap chat. You'll see us. Bam. You can follow the action after the show. And check out some of the topics and questions that people pose, man. Good shit in there.
Yeah, real fun conversation going on in the rap chat, man. A lot of our own deckers of the week have been named from the rap chat with their contributions over there, but it's not limited to that platform, so make sure y'all contribute everywhere.
Absolutely, man. Twitter and Instagram, at On Deck TV Podcast.
Of course. What'd you have up for the weekend?
Man, I was supposed to go to Nashville to go catch a Predators game, catch a little hockey game.
Supposed to sound like it didn't happen.
It absolutely did not happen. I was super ambitious. I forgot how washed I was. I was supposed to roll out Friday, man. I was tired as fuck.
You let sleep beat you?
Yeah, I was tired, man. I didn't want to roll off the fucking side of the mountain, dude, trying to make it to a hockey game.
Drink you some puff juice.
What is that?
Puff juice. You got a holiday.
Some Ciroc?
I don't know. Puff no.
Whatever got him going on 24 hours a day.
I don't know what it is, because I can't go like he go.
I don't want that shit.
You don't want none of that puff juice.
Yeah, so I stayed at the crib. What I do, I puff watched juice. That puff juice. I don't want that.
It's going to have you dancing like Jeezy on
it's
IG.
Molly.
It's going to have you dancing like Jeezy on IG. Y'all check that out.
Spoiler alert, it's Molly that has him hype like that. I stayed at the crib. I watched Netflix that, what's the joint called?
I hope it was Rapture. 7 seconds.
Nah, I watched Rapture.
That Rapture was good.
I watched the 2 Chainz episode. I was fucking with that.
Fire.
We gave him a hard time for doing the tour on a wheelchair. I take it back.
You gave him a hard
we
time.
We gave him a hard time.
It's my guy. Everybody knows this is my guy.
I take it back. I respect 2 Chainz for the wheelchair show now.
He did do his thing on that. Oh.
What you have on deck?
Rapture was really good. I watched a couple of those episodes.
You watched Logic and G-Eazy?
Those were the two I skipped, actually. Damn.
Coincidentally,
right. Those are the two that I did not watch. Nas episode was good. I really liked that to get some behind the scenes on him, because you very rarely hear Nas talk. I don't really thought Dave East brought much to the table. I like Dave East, though.
That was more of a Nas look right there.
Tough. And the Just Blaze episode was really good. Did you watch that one?
I didn't.
He went back and talked to some producers about some legendary beats that they made and how they came about
hard.
And stuff like that. That was fire.
That's
He talked to Havoc and he talked to Swiss, I think, and somebody else. I can't remember who, but that was really good. So that Rapture's a good series on Netflix, man. Y'all check that out. It's really dope, really hip-hop shit. Other than that, this weekend, man, what did I do? I chill out. I'm slow
motion. Playing the baseball. Getting shit, whooped man. On the baseball.
I did beat ass on that. Nah, I ain't whooped nobody ass, though. I played it. Shout out to our own Deckers out there to beat me, man. I played it. That was it, man. Slow motion, man.
Fair enough. Let's get to this Heat Rock.
What stood out to you this week?
Other than the obvious, and we'll get to the Fab situation a little bit later on in the show. Don't you worry about a thing. Whatever that's going on, maybe we'll get some clarification by the time we get to it. But we'll talk about that in a moment. I'm going to keep it right now. Let's keep it up north, though, Jay-Z.
Up north.
Yeah, man. Jay-Z will be on David Letterman's Netflix show this Friday. So they're playing promo clips, right? And in the promo clip, David Letterman asked him, Jay-Z, what makes a good rapper? Jay-Z replied and said, voice and cadence is what makes a good rapper. That's simple. Is it that simple?
Young Thug probably says yes. Chief Keef.
Those aren't good rappers.
I mean, to you.
You 0 for 2 out the gate.
To you. To other people, those are legendary generational rappers. Jesus. And the main reason being voice and cadence. I think Jay-Z was smart to answer and say that and not to be an old Philly Billy bars. And say bars or yeah. You got to be real.
Yeah.
That's the 2000s or 90s answer. In 2010 and moving beyond, that's perfect. That's it, because everybody that's popping, everybody that's popular with their rap is voice and cadence. People trying to sound like Future. They trying to have a Future cadence because Future is so popular.
Migos.
Or your Young Thug or your Migos. Everybody got their particular cadence, or you got a Meek voice. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's something with all of those people in which one of those two things or both of those things make them the popular people in the rap game, not bars.
Voice is 1,000% accurate. Mm-hmm. Look at Snoop. Look at Jada. Some of the more distinct voices, like that shit cared. In those instances, it's like their voice is an instrument. So they're absolutely recognizable off the wham because of their voice. And you can't mimic somebody's voice. You can try. Shine tried it with Biggie. Like, you can try to mimic somebody's voice, but it's never the same. Now, the thing with cadence and flow is that's subjective due to the times, though. So because everybody's rapping like Future and Migos today, 10 years from now, that may sound dated, or it may be trash now, but the voice, but how your voice sounds doesn't go away. Like, Snoop still sounds like Snoop, dude, and he's still one of one because of his voice, not necessarily how he's saying something. So I think voice is more important. Look at what happened when Shine went in and came out. He sounded like Cookie Monster. It doesn't matter what his cadence would have been.
You could barely hear him.
He sounded horrible.
Yeah.
So you can't get buckets, man. You sound like fucking Cookie Monster.
Quality has something to do with that, Shine. So let me ask
That's
you
true.
This. This poses a good question, I think, for the next generation of rappers, especially the ones that are quote-unquote trap rappers or your real rappers, because you have Jay-Z, who's one of the most successful rappers, telling you that it's voice and cadence. You just made a slight case against cadence, you know. A
little bit. I say voice is more important.
You say voice is more important, but it used to be you were, or some semblance of what you rapped about. You were from that. You were that. Like, if you rapped about killing or selling drugs, like Jay-Z, for example.
Yeah.
Jeezy, I'm not a rapper, I'm a trapper.
Right.
Nowadays, is that a requirement? Like, these young, it's not?
Fuck,
so you can
no.
just be like, not at all talking about what it is that you're rapping about, not be real and be popular and be popping?
Of course.
That's cool now.
Yeah. No, it's not. I'm not saying it's cool. It's acceptable.
Why you think that went out?
Because it's all about the music. That's it. Mm. When you're in the club and the song come on, I don't give a fuck. Nobody cares what you did back home.
Right. But I'm saying, what made it change from when we, because you know it wasn't like that when we were listening to it. So what made it change in your opinion?
There's certain instances like Ross. People felt the song, and we'll get on that later.
Yeah.
But good music.
Tell them what you mean, Ross.
The CO stuff.
Okay, yeah.
In 98, that wouldn't have flown, probably.
That would not have flown.
But when you're making good music, man, nobody care. Like, that, if anything, that nigga's Teflon. You're Teflon if you're putting out good product.
Here's a a thing. I think it's no longer cool to be necessarily dangerous. It's more so cool nowadays to be weird.
It's cool to be yourself.
Weird. It's cool to be Lil Yachty. It's cool to be Lil Uzi. It's cool to be XX Extension. Those people are not being themselves. They're being weird purposely. Let me finish my point, though.
Okay.
It's more so cool now to be weird than it is to be dangerous like it was back in the day. People more so navigate to that because nobody don't want to be in jail. Nobody want to be dead.
Right.
And that was a narrative for the longest. Like, if you do this, this is where you're going to end up, dead or jail. So kids nowadays, they're much smarter. And they're like, I don't want to be dead or in jail. I ain't trying to be like the drug dealer. I'd rather be like the weird computer guy or the weird rapper that has blue or red hair. I think that narrative changed, and people were more so trying to be weird because it's safe. Like, kids think the dangerous shit, some of them nowadays, is lame.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, and
so
look,
it translates to the music, my point.
I agree, but I would argue that some of these people were, if you look at Yachty's high school picture, bro, he had red hair. Like, it's not as if he got a record deal and then got red hair and all of a sudden he's different.
I ain't saying he only doing it for the record deal either, though. I'm saying he acting weird, period.
I got you.
Like, he weird. And he may do that if he was a musician or not, but he's still acting weird.
I'm saying,
that's not normal, and I ain't saying nothing wrong with it, but you acting weird.
It may be normal to him, though.
Nah.
That's what I'm saying. Childish Gambino wearing little shorts is normal to him.
Okay, but there's a...
He's not going to put on fucking Gucci sweatpants because everybody else got Gucci sweatpants on. That's what I'm saying.
So, okay, there's a difference between being eclectic like Childish and Gamblino is. Because he ain't... I mean, I get what you're saying. It's kind of the same vein, but... I can go somewhere and see two people like Childish Gambino, all right? It's going to be another weirdo in there with some short shorts on and an unbuttoned shirt with a little small fro. It may just be one other dude like that, but it's at least going to be one other dude.
It's a thousand people now, bro.
Because of Yachty. You know what I'm saying? Before he came out and was that weird dude, it wasn't that.
Maybe outside of Atlanta, but Atlanta, bro, that's been a look, though. Let's be honest.
That red hair and shit.
Maybe
like
not all red hair. Like, people have taken it up slightly a notch over the years, and then you get all red hair with beads. It didn't start off as that, but it evolved to that, though. That's all I'm saying. People are expressing themselves more in different ways.
Yeah, I just feel like weird has replaced the real.
Yeah, the gangster
and
street shit is
nothing wrong with that.
Played.
I'm just an observation that weird has replaced real, and the rappers that are calling themselves real have to adjust to that.
You could thank Kanye and Drake for that.
Nah.
You crazy as fuck. Pink polos? Stop, bro. Like,
but see, you taking it, you giving that weird net too, you casting it too far.
It's got to start somewhere.
It ain't out of the question to see somebody dressed like that, maybe one or two, but like when you get all the way over to where they are with the red hat and the bull nose ring and the mesh see-through shirts, that's different. That ain't a pink polo. I can see the pink polo.
It's
out
of
the
norm for someone rapping with Rockefeller to wear a pink polo.
That is a fact.
That's what I mean by that, by being the outcast but still being considered cool.
Right. But I don't think that was – it wasn't weird, though. Right. It was if there was a meter, you would go normal, outcast, weird. That's all the way over there to the end and weird. What they do, and like I keep saying, nothing wrong with it. And I ain't shitting on it; just an observation.
Yeah, but nah, Jay-Z spot on though. In my opinion, it's a voice first and foremost, and then cadence is a close second. That's fair.
And then weirdness.
next up, man, from one goat to another, DMX. DMX.
Let me know when you get to the goat.
We're here, Earl Simmons. Was just in court for tax evasion. That's been circling over his head for a little minute now. Prosecutors were pushing for 5 years. It wasn't looking good for X. But then his attorney pulled a fast one, man. He flipped the script and played Slippin', the X classic, to show how tough life has been for X.
Jesus Christ.
The judge must have really been a fan of the song because he was in turn giving a 1-year sentence instead of 5. Can you see this being as a trend for rappers in the hot seat?
Can we get this judge on Meek Mill case?
Can you get him on everybody
case?
Can
we do that? Can I get this judge to listen to Meek Mill case?
Can you get him
one
on Mac case?
That's Mac case, 2.
See, murder case.
3. 4.
Man, come on.
I feel like DMX been fighting tax charges for like 15 years.
It's been a minute. He was facing a couple years. He was facing like 40.
Why haven't they already just locked him up for this? Like, why do we got to get to the point where he playing slipping in the courtroom? And who's his judge to fall for this? Better yet, who's his lawyer?
That was a game changer by his lawyer.
His lawyer's a beast. Kudos. This is the new Johnny Cochran. We should know this man's name.
That's a fact. Or a female. Fact, I don't know who it is.
Whoever it is. While you're talking, I'm going to look this guy up. Because if anybody has any legal trouble out there, y'all contact this firm.
Yeah,
if he can convince somebody to play slipping, like, the song is cool. Don't do that.
What do you mean, don't do that? Fire ass song,
bro.
Slipping, falling, I can't get up.
Yeah, that's a fire song. But okay, let me ask you this: if your lawyer came to you and he was like, you know what, I really ain't got no closing argument, but I'm gonna play slipping,
I would think that was a terrible idea.
Exactly.
And I'd be
That's my point.
I'd be wrong, though. Because obviously it
You worked. Wouldn't be wrong. You'd be logical. this doesn't make any sense.
It worked, man. Yeah. At the bottom line is it worked.
I'm not even sure. This is fake news. Fuck it. I'm Trump. I'm Trumping this. This is fake news. This has got to be fake news.
Now, who's to say that it had any bearing? He just happened to play the song and the judge happened to give him 1 year instead of five.
Man.
So we don't know what the correlation to the song to the sentence was. But I will say this. It's good because typically it's the other way around, right? It's the prosecution playing a song, some gangster shit, some crime on the record. See what I told you? He's a criminal. He's a predator. Listen to what he said on this song. And the jury is spooked and they give motherfucker 100 years. So typically, that's how that go. I'm glad that it worked in someone's favor for once, because several other people, like you mentioned, could use this. Cause think about it. Mac doing 30 because of some shit he said on the song. And we all listen to Mac and know that he not even on that type of shit. But if you play a clip of some, the judge, the jury, that they not from that culture, they're going to judge you on that, and it's going to get no motherfuckers fucked up.
The lawyer's name is Maury Richmond. M-U-R-R-A-Y, Murray Richmond.
He sounds like he got commercials on at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Murray Richmond plays your song in court and gets you off.
He didn't make a commercial off that right now.
He famous now. Murray Richmond is a beast.
He sound like a scammer, though.
Hey, he sound like he can get you there.
He going to try that shit with somebody else. They going to be like, man, nigga, we already on your tricks, dude. It's not going to work twice, B.
It said, according to Mr. Richmond, the hip-hop star has been grateful for the time he spent in the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Manhattan.
Mm-mm.
He said he was sober now and he's invigorated to make new music. Mm-hmm. It was a salvation of sort to shut out the noise, said Mr. Richmond for Earl. That was his statement.
I'm not going to lie, man. DMX has went through a reinvention like 7 times.
Do we feel sorry for DMX?
At some point, you have to stop. Let me quit. We know his story. That shit is not going to go away overnight.
What, he smokes crack?
No.
I know plenty of crack.
We know his story. If you ever read the book Earl, it's a dope-ass book. You understand DMX 100% after that.
Yeah. Oh, duh. Don't give me
100%.
Hit. Ultimately, he's a crackhead, though.
Now, that has nothing to do with him evading taxes.
That
has
everything to do with him evading taxes. Are you serious? That's the reason he evading taxes.
He owes $2.3 million. And they have reached an agreement for him to pay 10% of that each month out of his gross income. They're going to take it out automatically. How long will it take him to pay 2.3 if they take 10% out each month?
I'm sure he get big royalty checks, though. He went 4 times platinum in a row, as you like to say.
It's 20 years ago, though. How long did motherfuckers last,
bro? Some checks are coming from somewhere. DMX got some money.
Movie checks? Fucking.
Oh, yeah, you do got movie checks, too.
You got DMX. That's why I say he's a GOAT, goddammit. 4 times platinum, movies, the whole nine.
Listen, if we're dealing in the realm of crack smokers, DMX is the GOAT. You are right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I don't think anyone that has ever smoked crack has accomplished more than DMX and been able to maintain as long.
I see you, boy.
So that's his accomplishment. You can give him that all you want.
Rest in peace, Boomer. You feel me?
Move on. We out of here.
X, man. Get your shit together, X. We need you out here. We need new music.
Congratulations to Maury. Maury Richmond, I think. Yeah.
Next up, man. Another rapper in trouble with the law. Now, this happened early in March, and we skipped right over this. Juelz Santana. He's been officially prosecuted on weapons and drug charges. Let's rewind a little bit, man. March 9th, the Dipset rapper was trying to catch a flight in New York when his carry-on bag was flagged by security. But instead of waiting around, he dipped and caught a cab. Now, a couple of days, he turned himself in. Why? Because he had a loaded pistol and 8 oxycodone pills in the bag. He's been in jail ever since, waiting on his trial or whatnot. Where does Juelz rank on hip-hop's biggest fall-offs?
Man, he's top 3.
Can't be.
Yeah, he top 3.
Ja Rule.
What? Ja Rule. I mean, okay. Juelz never reached the pinnacle of what we thought it would be. Ja Rule did.
Exactly.
Ja Rule did, though.
That's a fact. That's
so
a fact.
The reason that I say Juelz is top 3, because he was at one point in time rapping with Wayne, and then I Can't Feel My Face, doing the whole movement with they had going on, and Dipset was the biggest thing. People, he was influencing Wayne more so than Wayne influencing him.
True.
And from there, it never turned into Juelz being shit. Like, Wayne, the best rapper alive. It never turned into him being the king of New York. He never grew into one of those roles that we thought he would grow into when he was rapping with Wayne. And from that, and Wayne going on to do what he did.
Yeah.
Dipset going on to do what it did, and what it did during that time, being one of the most successful groups. Jim Jones sold albums.
Yeah.
Cam sold albums.
Yep.
Shit, a lot of other Dipset members came out and sold albums. Not to say that Juelz didn't come out with that, What the Gang's Been Missing, and
right,
whatever the name of it is. But those,
the first one,
From Me to You, yeah.
Yeah.
But those were cool. He was supposed to do a lot more than that.
Yeah. Listen, like you said, he was tight with Wayne when Wayne was the hottest thing smoking. His third album, Juelz's third album, has been coming soon for a decade. Still ain't got that. He was on a Big Dawg label, Def Jam, Big Dawg record deal. Remember, didn't they pay Cam to buy him out the label? Something with him and Cam, $2 million. Out.
Yep.
Bruh, Juelz was next. Uh-huh. Like, he was the next star out of New York. And he completely disappeared. I'm not really sure what happened in them 5 or 6 years where he disappeared off the planet. But he tried to make a little comeback, been putting Lucy little videos and little freestyles out there over the last maybe 3 years. And then this happens. You know how they get down in New York with them gun charges. You can cancel Christmas. That's 90% conviction rate, dude. They mark Price at the line with that shit.
That's a fact.
You can cancel. He's at least getting bammed for
that. It's 2 years minimum.
I thought it was 3.
No, I thought it was 2.
It's years minimum, period. Like,
right.
I don't know about the pills and shit. That probably ain't that bad.
I like to know what happened to Juelz from the time that he was popping until the comeback time. Like you said,
he fell off out the airport.
Well, then he came back a little bit. They tried to do the reunion. I'm talking about the whole time that he fell off when that third album was supposed to be coming during the Cam'ron time. And I don't know if it's a New York rumor or something like that, but y'all let us know, our New York listeners or people up that way. Because
What happened?
Yeah, like it makes no sense to me, because all he did was disappear. Like, even Jim Jones was still around. Cam was around doing his own thing when he was with Votto, but like, Juelz was nowhere. Like, I don't know why.
Yeah, he disappeared for a stretch. Like, what did we got some tech investments? Did he invest in Twitter or something? Like, what did he got going on?
He invested in marijuana.
He invested in oxycodone.
He invested in pistols. The green business.
Yeah, I wish the best for Juelz, man. That's a big what if. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he was headed to stardom. Gals rock with him. The streets fuck with him.
But I don't know if the feds picked up this case for the gun charge for him, if he's going to have to do the mandatory for
New York. Feds got it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If they picked it up, I'm not sure if he got to serve the mandatory thing for New York.
What do you mean? So does he want the feds to get it, or does he doesn't?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how New York charges work, but those are two different charges. It should be. With that being said, I don't think he's going to catch no breaks, though.
Of course he not. He ain't dipped. This nigga ran out.
Look, though. How do you get all the way to where they pull you over for the bags? Well, not pull you over, but pull you to the side, and you turn around and be like, oh, shit, they got my bag. Because that's right there when you got your shoes off and everything.
Well, some states you ain't got to take your shoes off, though. Because in Detroit, I had to take my shoes off.
Okay, so you ain't got to take your shoes off. So you put your bag on the belt, and you waiting to go through the little thing.
That's when it hit them.
And then it hit you, right? Oh, so you like two or three people back, you turning around?
Yeah, he got out of there.
Get out of here.
I mean, he might have walked through the little security thing and then been waiting on the other side.
But you can't leave without going back through
there. Yeah, you sure can't.
You know what I'm saying? Once you get through that little security thing, it's a wrap.
Yeah, you sure can't.
So he like how far
he
back?
Just ducked under the motherfucking the little zip line thing. Just
because
right
okay,
up
they
on
can
you.
Be like, they can't be like, who bag is this? And
that's
you ain't got to say nothing, so you just walk back around.
I just got on flight.
Yeah, well, yeah,
fuck
right.
It. True. You don't need your bag. What are you gonna do? You don't need your bag no
I'm
more.
Buying all new shit. Everything I want new
pistol,
shit.
New pills
new
and
pistols,
new
pistols, new oxes, new clothes, new recording material, whatever it is.
Whatever you got in that bag.
All that can be replaced for them 2 years.
I wonder if he was going to a show.
What?
Couldn't have been.
You're going to visit somebody.
Kind of going to somebody wedding. He's going to be a groomsman. Damn. Oh, shit. All right. That, last one before we get this music break. I just realized this is all New York shit, by the way. Last week was all Atlanta shit. This week is all New York shit. Safari.
Oh, man. Yo, boy.
That's your man's. Made an appearance on Angie Martinez's show. But before they could really get into the interview, Safari broke down saying he had just been robbed at gunpoint by 2 assailants earlier in the morning. Question, does this hurt his credibility at all?
First of all, what credibility are we speaking of? We talking about Safari other than, I mean, what he's known for, which was Nick being Nicki Minaj's boyfriend,
right? I don't know,
to be honest, man. This brilliant, dude.
Is it?
Yes, man. Like, no one would be talking about dude if this didn't happen.
He find a way for people to talk about him.
That's what I'm saying. So every couple of weeks, he puts himself in a news cycle, whether it's releasing dick pics, yeah, crying on Angie Martinez.
Going on Wendy Williams.
Going on Wendy.
Throwing shots at Nicki.
Back and forth with people, yeah, over Nicki.
Getting beat up by Meek people.
It's always some little sassy reality show TV type stuff.
Yeah.
And why I say he's brilliant, he catering to his fans, the people that are going to buy his albums, the people that see him on Love and Hip Hop. Not us. Right. Me and you don't want, what's the name of his song?
I refuse
throw
to
some
him.
Thousands or throw whatever the name of it is.
He not dropping no album and nobody's buying it either.
They are. They listen. They going to stream that. That's going to get streamed.
No
you
way.
Better believe it, buddy. Safari's here to stay. He is a, like, he going to be like the next Stevie J. Mark my words.
And where is Stevie J at?
Still on TV with his own show.
Really?
Yes. I was told to come on right after Love and Hip Hop.
That show you how out the loop I am with,
yeah,
that shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Safari finna be the next dude to do it. He'll have an album. It won't be big as Cardi B, but he gonna be in that little class of Love and Hip Hop people that
who
are
somewhat made,
yeah,
it.
Made it bigger than that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he, I see how he moving now. All his little moves calculated and catering right to the people that would be like, oh, I fuck with him for this, and oh, I fuck with him for that.
Yeah,
boom.
I mean, it's not gonna hurt his credibility at all. Cause, well, number one, he's not on that. He's not that type of artist.
Nah,
he's not like a gangster rah rah type nigga. So yeah, that's not gonna hurt his credibility. You're right. 99% of his fans wear heels.
Facts.
So they could care less about the shit. They just want to see a nigga take his shirt off. Let's be honest. So, like, I mean, they're not gonna give a shit. The same rules can't apply to everybody. Like, if this was, who could this,
else.
So anybody else?
Anybody else?
Nah, I can't say. If this was like a street nigga, like.
Anybody else, dude. Anybody else.
Nah, I don't think so.
Bro,
if it's one of the younger cats.
Anybody else. Like, Nicki Minaj can't go up there crying and say she got robbed.
Yes, she could.
No,
bro.
She can't. I promise you she can't. She too gangster for that, man.
Yes, she can, bro.
Like, I'm telling you.
Cardi B can't.
No.
She can't.
He the only person that could do that to Ralph. Name one other. Bow Wow. Bow Wow could do it.
That's true. But
Bow Wow could,
dudes would be wearing him out just like they wear
him.
Oh, Safari,
my God.
Though.
That would be so good. Man,
the gals might wear him out, too, though.
That would be some of the best internet stuff that you would probably ever get.
Because we, like, everybody overdue, though. Like,
Soulja Boy could do that.
No fucking way.
It would be good, too.
He need it, though.
Either one of them could do it, and it would be good. It would be gold. Oh, man.
Like, I mean, it.
Now, can't nobody do it. Because if Bow Wow can't do it, you can't get away with it.
He was distraught, though. Like, so, you know, Angie Martinez and them early in the morning. He said it happened when he left the club about 3 a.m.
You'd have been hot at me, boy.
Man, he said 2 people ran up on him, took his jewels and shit. I was like, damn. He said it was just him and his chef.
What would be your first question for him after that?
While he's breaking down and shit?
Yeah.
I would have asked him where his folks was. Why are you with your chef?
I would have been like, bro, did you have a furrow?
Because he had the fur on.
Yeah, because he had the fur on at the
interview. He had the fur in the interview.
Did you have the fur on or no?
Clearly not. Motherfucker taking the fur.
You would have been hotter than me.
You can't be doing all that flexing, man. You got to have security, bro. If you finna be ice to the T.
So, if you didn't have the fur on, you thought to go home after you just got robbed to put the fur on? Or was the fur in the
truck? You still
got
to be in character.
He would have been hotter than me because my whole question base would have been around the fur.
What if this would have happened on Breakfast Club? Charlamagne would have. Oh, my God. Man. He had a field day. He would have had a field day.
Would you tell him to take the fur off if you was robbing him? Because you know the nigga don't want no shirts under this fur. If I'm robbing him, I don't even need that fur. I don't even know if that's real fucking with Safari. He ain't got no shirt on under the fur. Come on, you keep that on,
and
bro.
It's New York. It's snowing in there.
Snowing in there. This nigga ain't got no shirt on under the fur.
Keep the fur,
you can
bro.
You have that,
bro.
It's good. You good.
Let me get just that give me ice watch, though.
Come on with that chain too, my nigga. You don't want that. You sure you don't want the fur, bro? Nah, you good. You keep that feather shit. And shit.
Nah, that ain't funny, man. God damn,
that's
man.
Fuck that. That's funny. I mean, if you go up there on Angie Martinez, you gotta expect people to laugh at you. That ain't like, man. He was just
is it because
okay,
it's him,
if
though?
He wasn't up there flexing on X, he was flexing on X.
Oh, I know
you
that.
Ain't real from Jamaica, man. He went Jamaican accent on him.
Everybody
and
can flex on
Ag,
though, bro. Come
he
on,
he flexed
stop.
On Meeknum. Oh, one-on-one, I'll take him.
He did say
now
that.
Now you getting robbed and you crying? Get out of here. Nobody finna feel sorry for
first
you.
Of all, one-on-one
niggas
versus
get robbed
getting robbed.
Every day, B. Pull your skirt down, nigga. Like Big Bang Black said, dude. Yeah. Did I send you the IG post?
Tough. He that's crazy. Funny. Some pull people making videos
down,
going
B.
hard.
Oh, man.
Man, y'all hard on your boy Safari. That's your man, too. You like this little song and everything.
Nah, I respect his movement. He got a cool little movement where he got his face. This part of it. I said that at the very beginning. This is brilliant.
Man, let's
I'm still going to laugh.
That's your man. Let's get to this music break, man. Currency. We play a Currency song once every 6 months because he puts out something once every 2 months. So we'll go ahead and play some off of his new project. This is called Had to Make a Way, man. Let's check out Currency.
It's not a discussion of color. Different races, though we all brothers. If we in the same struggle, all on the same hustle. Trying to get all the pieces to the puzzle in the right spot. And see how beautiful it turned out. The big picture, me counting millions. Dividing amongst my team and they provide for their children. Jet life an empire, though I'm still building. You can always expand, develop on land. Where no other business is staying. You can be a pioneer, man, like a hood, air-conditioned open window with the box fan in it. My nigga, authentic, Moet, Rosé, Nectar Imperial, smoking the bowl. Then I prepare a bowl of cereal. The angel on the Rolls Royce got me feeling spiritual. Same time, one phone call and send them hitters through. Bag of silencers in that black beam of coke. You ain't dreaming, fool. Had to make a way, had to make a play. Give a fuck what it cost, I had to drive the race. Had to make a way, had to make a play.
I had to make a way. That was Currency, the hot spittle. What had to make a way? How you feel about that?
I like that. Currency, man, he does his thing independently. He up there with, like, first ballot independent Hall of Fame, man.
Ooh.
He pumps them out. And it's consistent music, especially for the fan base that he got.
Now, I ain't gonna
love
lie.
It.
I thought he was gonna run out of gas by now.
And he been going strong for, like, 6 years.
He always got good work on his motherfucking tapes. That's I ain't gonna lie. Like, and he do him the entire time. Can't flex.
Yeah, he ain't trying to do no club music if he
nah.
don't want to. He ain't doing no radio songs.
Nope.
He's doing straight what Currency want to do.
He ain't ran out of gas yet, man. Shout out to Currency, though.
That's pretty dope.
All right, man. Look, we back. All right, we talking Damage Control, people.
True.
Fab needs it in the worst way. He need Olivia Pope right now.
Sometimes it happens.
So, with the Fab situation, what do we know so far? Because I've heard a lot of speculation. I've heard a little bit of everything. I've heard there's domestic abuse allegations going on. Fab, did he get picked up?
He had to turn himself in.
He had to turn himself in.
Yeah, which means he
Fuck.
Had to go down there and pay bail.
Oh, okay.
And get out.
Oh, I mean, that ain't too bad then. Unless you're Jewels. He turned himself in.
Yeah,
and
he ain't
sitting.
No getting out on that. Well, actually, that was in New York, I think, right? Jewels is
so.
In New York. Fab's charges in Jersey.
Ah, okay. That's maybe it's a difference. Who knows? Is, yeah. Well, so I'll say what I've heard is that alleged there was some altercation between him and his baby mama, Emily.
Long time girlfriend,
that's what we're doing?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, fair enough. Long time girlfriend, Emily. and involving her dad too, some right. way. Yeah. I've heard, I'm gonna tell you what I heard. I heard that the dad tried to come over and take the guns out the house because she called to yeah. have his dad come and take the gun because she thought Fab was gonna do something.
Right, that's in the press release.
Okay.
Right. I think people wondering how it gets to that. How did it get to her calling her dad saying, hey, remove the guns because I think he's going to do something.
Right, right, right.
So that's what a speculation is. And people are like, especially with the video being out there.
The video not a good look.
Yeah. How did it get to such an agitated point?
Yeah.
Right.
He was on. Listen, I've never seen Fab pass a 3. And he was on an 8.5 in that video.
That is a fact.
Easy.
That is a fact.
And that's what's so strange because that's not his character. Mm-hmm. At least in the public, it's not his character. Like, obviously, I don't know the motherfucker personally. But that's what made it so strange. Now, I've also heard that there was some money that may have been stolen. Mm. It's a lot of speculations and shit. Nobody really came forward with the full story. I heard he been putting hands on all this shit, man. I don't know.
Yeah, the police reported that it claims that he knocked her 2 front teeth out, which is never okay. Never okay to put your hands on a woman.
Damn, man. Punch you in your face, motherfucker. I knocked you.
Oh, wow. But that's never okay.
And shout out to what's
that? I don't even know what that is.
Casanova, you know, dude.
Okay. Never do we want to sound like that we're condoning that.
Obviously not.
With that being said, that's not on the tape.
No.
And with that not being on the tape, all we have to go by is what we know Fab for. Is what you said, never being up past a 3 other than what we see on that video footage. And then when you introduce...
He had a knife in his hand, too.
Was that a knife?
Yeah.
Or a strap? That was a knife.
That was a knife.
And then when you introduce the fact that money may be involved, then you can like...
A okay, lot of it, too.
A lot of money. You can see somebody turning up over there. You know what I'm saying? Especially the amount of money that they were talking about. And we don't even know if that's true.
Yeah, we don't know.
So what we do know and what we can talk about, though, is the spin on it. So, like, if you fail and your image is what we've been saying since we started talking about this, you're laid back, you're the cool guy, you're that cat.
Yeah.
If you were managing Fab right now, or if you're doing PR for Fab right now, if you're in that hell of a position.
Right.
What are your instructions? If he's calling you okay and he's saying, all right, this is what I pay you for, what's my next move?
Get off social media.
No social media.
No.
That's step one.
Throw your phone. Delete the Instagram and Twitter app.
We're hiding.
We're going black. Going dark for right now. Because you can't go on your Instagram because your comments are in shambles.
That's a fact.
Like, I'm talking about it's all right. He's getting support, but he's getting... bombarded with I'm done with Fab. Damn, Fab is fucked up. Like, it's in the court of public opinion, he's losing right now. He hasn't lost, but he's losing. So you can't go on there and post 3 times a day with the fly ass outfits on right now. You can't do that, like, because that's what Fab Instagram
that's
is
dead. Yeah, that's dead. So okay,
that's a complete stop to that. He did take to Twitter and say thank you for the support. He gave kind of like a thank you for the people supporting him. I wouldn't even have suggested doing that, though. Let all of this clear. If you're truly, like, if this shit is false, if you're in it, because he didn't clear him, so he didn't say, yo, this shit ain't true. He just said, thanks for the support.
Right.
So, like, what do they say when you walk into the courtroom and they asking you questions and did you, no comment. Don't say shit. Get off social media. That's my first order of business if I'm getting my Olivia Pope on consulting Fab.
So, but to play devil's advocate here, Fab does that, though. Fab goes...
He's big on social media.
Is he? He's the
Instagram.
Pictures, the pictures. So, he's big with the pictures. You remember why he went black off of Twitter?
Absolutely, Ray J. Yeah.
It worked out for him. Sort of, kind of, no, yeah.
Yeah, that worked out for him.
Kind of stayed the same.
No, that worked out for him because he just turned up on Instagram.
He didn't lose nothing from not being on Twitter anymore.
No.
All right.
Because the rest of the world went from Twitter to Instagram.
Right, so
now
you go black and you go off IG for a little while. You lose the juice that you gained on there.
True.
What do you do? And I that's a rhetorical question. So I would say this. What if he shows the opposite side? This is a long-time girlfriend of his. Like, they've been dealing with each other for a long time.
True, got kids.
So I'm assuming that this situation can be reconciled. With that being said, instead of going black, do you show the personality that we always hear people talk about, people that know Fab, that he has the, okay, obviously not going to come out and be funny.
Right.
Because we know he's a funny guy. But if at this point in time, this late in his career, turning over the new leaf on a 444 type vibe, right, he came out apologetic, not admitting to anything. Not admitting to anything, but apologetic for even putting his family in the situation where it appears that he did, and also is able to open up and just be more vocal about himself.
Because he's never been that.
Never been that. So now you can present
the
this
door
side
opens
of
to that.
And that is, instead of ending one career, this can start a whole nother aspect for another career, him being a more mature Fab, because honestly, that's what some people have been looking for.
We've been waiting on that.
So maybe this closes the door on the what you said, the dressing fly Fab, the weird captions and stuff like that for the fits. And maybe you get a more mature Fab that sees, I could lose this shit in an instant. It could be over like that behind some bullshit. Now, I don't know, like you said, if the money shit real. I don't know what it had to do with her dad. We speculating on that, right, even to speak on it. But with that being said, I do think if he had a good enough team and a good enough PR person, then it could be spinned, and this could start, and I'm saying not beating a woman, of course.
Right.
But just this situation could start a whole second career for Fab and project him into even more longevity than he was once aligned to have.
It's tough because you reference 444.
Okay.
Because of Jay's situation. Jay just...
Just cheated on his wife.
He just cheated
on his wife?
I'm going to say
that's
just...
That's what I'm saying?
I'm going to say just...
Beyonce?
Listen, I'm
going to
say...
He just cheated on Beyonce.
I'm saying just because it happens literally every day.
Niggas don't cheat on Beyonce every day, B.
Especially with celebrities. This is not... It ain't even news. It's only news because of the level of celebrity that they
are. Beyonce!
But... We just seen Kevin Hart. See, Kevin Hart, that can happen to him, and he can come out and get in front of it and do the selfie video.
Wait, Beyonce.
But I'm saying, the difference is he didn't knock Beyonce's front two teeth out. That's the difference.
I'm joking. I get what you're saying.
That's a whole new level of what the fuck do we do next.
But you don't know that Fab knocked that woman.
No, we don't. I'm just saying that's the reports, though. There was no even speculation with that with any of the other celebrities that we're talking about.
Okay.
So that's what makes this a little bit more unique. Now, I will say this, though. You can bounce back from that because Chris Brown bounced back.
Ooh.
I know that's the go-to. I know that's fucked up. He's the poster child.
And we seen those pictures.
That's what I'm saying. So he's bounced back. But there's a reason why we was on J-Ho for rocking the Ray Rice jersey.
Right.
Because it's tough to bounce back from that shit.
But let's be honest, Chris Brown is more talented than Ray Rice. And
he was in his prime.
And he more talented than Fab.
He was in his prime, too. He was young.
Yeah. And it was a long time ago. Fab at the tail end of his career. That's a good point.
Exactly. And social media and TMZ is on 10 now. It wasn't that ramped up when Chris Brown was popping. It was kind of getting busy like it. Now, you got motherfuckers flooding your... He got 30,000 comments, dude.
Is it because he's a rapper? Is it because of Me Too?
What do you mean?
Why is he catching so much flack, though?
We're more progressive when it comes to... Because we know the end result to some of these situations.
Uh-huh.
It can get super duper serious. And people have lost lives behind this type of shit. So, 10, 15 years ago, it may not be as big of a deal. But
that's a good point, though. When's the last time that you heard a news story about a rapper involved in domestic violence?
It's been a stretch. Off the top of my head.
I can't even think
of it. On this level, especially. I mean, I know Big Pun had some shit.
That's what I'm saying. That was fucking 20 years ago.
Tough. And that news didn't pop off until after he passed.
Damn.
So, yeah, this is rare. So that's another thing. He in a lane by himself right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool.
Because you're living up to the stereotype.
Exactly. But people need to, and this is hard for people to do, they need to wait for the facts. I know it's easy to get caught up in the headlines and the TMZ headlines and shit, but motherfuckers gotta wait on the facts on both sides. I don't know if motherfuckers stealing money. I don't know if he knocked the TV. I have no fucking clue. But the video with him with the knife arguing with the dad, because you could tell the way the dad was acting, that it was, because he was like, that's my daughter. And so it was implying that he had done something to her Now, what that something was, I don't know. We know he a dad. He gonna go over the top.
Right.
He could have just called a bitch for all we know. Well, what the fuck? That's my daughter. You know what I'm saying? We don't know.
Yeah.
But the way she was reacting, though, the way she would back away when he would get close, that looked crazy, though. Like, the video was some slow.
The visual not good for Fab. The
video was not a good look.
Who was recording that?
Man, somebody said that they thought it was one of their kids or something.
One of their kids, probably.
I don't fucking know. But I know they sold that shit to TMZ real quick. Probably got a couple bags off of everybody about 15.
It looked like it was someone in their house.
Yeah, it was.
Recording that.
Yeah,
so,
unless it was a fucking drone.
Who in the hell in their house would record that and release that to TMZ is my question.
They selling that for the money. Let's be clear.
Somebody working in their house?
Maybe a maid, maybe a babysitter, maybe a kid, maybe a brother, a sister, a cousin, a nephew. Who knows? Somebody that was too scared to be down there on the ground level but was in the cut watching the whole thing.
Fab would have paid for that. More than TMZ would have.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I don't understand. Like, that's one thing.
You know, Fab might have got murked out, though. Fab be gooned up. Listen,
hey, it was a good
now.
Thing Fab had security there, because you didn't want to see Fab do nothing that he would have regretted.
That's
amazing thing. You didn't want to see him do nothing, because he looked like he was all the way on that. Well, you almost finna see red.
Tough.
You don't even know what's finna happen next. So he looked like he was almost done.
So what are the chances that he can bounce back, though? Because he was doing big shit on. If you follow Fab on his Instagram, he was getting in them circles with the big dog fashion people. Got his son doing runway shows. Like, he was politicking with another level of people.
Yeah, he had the Dapper Don shit. Oh, man, I'm not sure how receptive people are going to be of Fab.
Like, what are you going to talk about, man? He going to do another baby single? Like, it ain't going
to
work.
Not even that. But, like, if you Hov and y'all at the Rock Nation brunch next year, you taking a picture with Fab?
Yeah, he going to be like a leper, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
He ain't going to get the invite, bro. Ray Rice ain't getting no invite to shit. He not getting no invite, bro. That's different. I keep comparing him to Ray Rice. But
it's similar because you got video, though. Like, you got some semblance of it on video where you snapping off. Like, and you all the way out of character.
That's true.
All the way out of character. Man, it's going to be rough just because I'm not sure how many people are going to stand beside Fab. Because this ain't no knock against Fab, but I don't see what anybody that in the circles in which you were talking about he was moving in, I don't see what they would have to gain.
No, it ain't none.
Like, here go a real question for you. If you Jada Kiss, are you continuing with this Freddie versus Jason tour? Like, are you doing the next tour date?
Nah.
It's in 3 days. Are you doing that?
You got to hit Fab and be like, bruh. You my brother and all of that, bro. But like,
and then if you Fab, how you taking that? Are you fucking with Jada long on down the line?
He gotta respect that, bro. If he tried to get Jada on the line and the number you have dialed, okay, then I'm hot.
Not even if Jada hit him up and be like, I can't do the show, bro. Like, the tour done. On down the line, when Jada want me for a mixtape, well, you want, like, are you working with him again?
I don't know, because it's hot right now, bro. Who's to say what the temperature is 2 years from now?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if the temperature get back good for Fab, like, he going to, like, first, to address one, Jada is going to have to not do the tour.
Of
like
course.
You said. Like, it's not going
to
happen.
He got a juice bar to protect.
Right.
He not for that motherfuckers picking it outside
so
his
if
shit.
If you look on down the line, if she pick back up for Fab, because Fab got bars, going to have bars, and we don't know the details of the case yet, is he going to hold grudges? I think that's going to be something that people are going to look at before they kind of,
he got to respect
distance themselves away from him, too. Yeah. I don't know if he will, though. He like,
big enough to hold grudges, though, bro.
That's true. I mean,
how crazy that he was dressed up like Ike Turner, though, a couple years ago for
dude.
Halloween. That's ironic as fuck. That's not helping his case. Man. And they ain't going to never dress up ever again for Halloween, dude.
Oh, man, you may not never see another picture of Fab with crazy captions again.
I don't know, man. You know how we'll do it. Stay tuned, man. We'll keep y'all updated as shit come through. But there have been other examples of
that got us to thinking.
Yeah, man. Drama and how people spun it and damage control that they use to get out of the situation and whether it worked or not. Take T.I., for example. Y'all know what happened October 2017, man. Feds did a sweep on T.I. when he was trying to buy guns. Charged him with 2 felonies. Ended up doing a year and a day. Now, if people were split on T.I., some people were like, how the fuck is a felon get 2 more felonies and only do a year? Then,
fuck out of here.
Now, first of all, you know what? Everybody's lawyers when their favorite rapper gets
all the laws. everybody know the law.
Everybody's a politician when the election time come around, and everybody's a lawyer when their favorite rapper get locked up. So people were hot. Some people were split down the middle. Did he handle it right? Remember, he did the commercial for the turning in the criminals and stuff. Like, a lot of people, he called flack for that. He dropped a couple of people from his label. He came out with an album that was more PG-13 than normal with the right. paper trail. Did he play it right, T.I., looking back?
I think T.I.'s spin was perfect for T.I. because Lee. Like,
you're saying that because you're a fan. Go one, ahead.
That's right. I agree with that. So, but I'm going to give you the facts for the case, too. If you look back to T.I., the difference between him and Fab, leading up to T.I.'s conviction, he lived every word and put that out there of what it was. Like, T.I. never shied away from what he had done. He was on his first album talking about being a six-time felon.
Yeah, he was an open book.
So whatever it may be that we don't know about Fab, we knew about T.I.
That's right. Fair.
So when you get to the point where you done time, you done almost sabotaged your career, you got six kids, you know you shouldn't have been doing this anyway because you was on probation. One thing that you not going to do, and people will tell you this that have been in this situation, you're not going to go in there and play with them people.
Nah.
So if you ain't going to go in there and play with them people, if they be like, hey, you know what, Clifford Harris, you got a real big name out here, especially at that time that he got locked up for them guns.
Yeah, he was huge.
So
was
if you, if you can do this, go to jail for a year and a day, if you can put out this PSA saying, hey, call the Crime Stoppers and stay out of trouble for however many years on probation, you know what, we're going to be lenient on you because you mean more to people not out. In jail
yeah.
than you do in jail.
Right.
And I think that played a factor because he had a judge that wasn't a complete idiot. Some judges to get these cases for rappers just ain't on the up and up. And they got right. a whole nother agenda. And I think we seen that in a couple other cases.
And they 85 years old and right. they out of touch. And they've been sitting in that seat for 40 years.
100%. And what I would say is people who claim to be street and real and these ghetto lawyers that you claim, you know, you can't be mad for getting a good judge. Like, if you know a good lawyer, they'll tell you that's one of the best parts of, well, excuse me, a major part of the case. You got to have a good judge, one yeah. that favors you. And I feel like T.I. had a judge that favored him, and you can't blame him for that or say, hey, T.I. snitched because he got leniency in his term.
I think if anybody else was given that opportunity, just take the name T.I. yeah. off of it.
Nigga.
Just take of a regular course. Joe Schmo motherfucker caught with the pistols or whatever, and they say, all right, bro. You do a PSA, man, nigga. They nigga, where the camera at?
Right.
What the fuck? What you want me to say?
Crime Stoppers on That's everybody it? In y'all hood selling drugs. How much time I get off? They, man, that ain't no different. Well, actually, it's worse. It's not as bad. Nowhere near as bad. They offer people time for crimes to snitch on other criminals.
Yeah,
like,
personally.
That happens. Yeah. Hey, do you know who killed him? Oh yeah, I know who killed him. Okay, I'll knock this off your time if you can tell the jury that he killed him. Like, it happens. So him doing a PSA, like, no, that ain't even comparable.
Yeah, the T.I., I think he handled it well. I think he put out, even though I'm not a fan
you
of the
a
album.
Fan of T.I.? Oh, my God.
No, I'm not a fan of the album that he put out.
Don't do that paper trail like that.
That paper trail's some slaw.
Don't do that.
PG-13.
Live your life.
Slaw, bro. But it was smart because it's not a lot of gangster. It's not a lot of gun talk. It's not a lot of gangster. Not a lot of street shit on that album. It's shit with Justin Timberlake, shit with Rihanna. He played it right, put out good commercial records without just looking like a clown.
So we like T.I. spin.
I think the damage control on T.I. worked, and then he ended up picking his career right back up, and now he's taking another turn and gotten more political. So, like, I get it. His trajectory is accurate, and he bounced back well from this situation.
Right, and I think he played it well when it happened to him.
Agreed. Now, another AT alien, man. Let's look at Jeezy. Jeezy was riding high, man. Debut album had just dropped 2005. Now, if you followed Jeezy before he got on, you knew he was affiliated with BMF. Black Mafia Family was a major push behind young Jeezy getting on, man. That same year in 2005, them boys came through, man, scooped up Big Meech, scooped up, what, about 150 people associated with BMF. They ended up getting 30 years, Big Meech, that is, and his brother.
Southwest T.
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't heard Jeezy say BMF since, bro.
since they got
I ain't heard him say BMF since, bro.
I mean, I could be wrong. If somebody asked him about it, I feel like that he said it, but I don't feel like you're right. It wasn't, it wasn't the thing that you've seen on the Raw Report video.
Oh, no.
It wasn't that.
No.
And to be cool.
He sidestepped that shit, bro. He got, just like you said, Jada gonna do Fab, same thing. He went completely, he had two deals on the table at the time. Big dog record popping off in the clubs and the radio and the streets. He got, I'm sure he felt the heat, bro. He had to.
That's a fact. And here goes the thing that for Fab and T.I. to come into effect again for Jeezy. With Jeezy, it was BMF, like you said. We seen him on the videos with Meech. We seen the BMF t-shirts. Yeah. Like, you was gang.
So you was dying. You repping.
And the water started boiling over in the pot. It got hot. And you was out of there.
Yeah.
And to some people, that's not real because
to a lot of people,
you was flying that flag.
Yeah.
And just like T.I. was an open book, you were open book, but then you closed it all of a sudden, some would say.
No, it wasn't all of a sudden.
Well, it was all of a sudden once them charges came down. Then Jeezy wouldn't even damn near talk in interviews.
Would you still wave it?
The what?
The flag? Would you be like, free Meech? Because it wasn't even on some free Meech shit, though. Honestly, like, I can't remember. I'm not even saying he was or he would. I just can't remember.
He was on some free Meech shit, I think, early on the mixtape. You might have heard him say it or something, like a couple of times. But it wasn't heavy repping. And I could see where they would be upset about it, some of them. But also, Jeezy had a career to protect. But that's the same thing that put him in that position to have that career.
That's the tough part.
So it's the chicken meets the egg kind of with Jeezy. Jeezy did work hard. He did do his thing. But you know he had an album before that album that BMF was pushing to come shop with me, the double CD. And Lil J wasn't popping like Jeezy was when that goddamn Trap or Die came on in Magic City. And BMF was in there and it was 250 bottles of Chris.
Yep.
And $1 million in ones flying through the air like it didn't look the same. And it looked different. And Jeezy got to thank them for that. So it come back to hurt him, I think, just like it came back to hurt T.I. or help Fab in a sense of what he was doing earlier before that happened.
Yep.
And then once you get to that point, you switched it all the way up. But I don't think it hurt Jeezy's career, though. Even though they didn't handle it well, like, I don't think Jeezy handled that well at all because, I don't know how close he was to the fire. And that could be some people that blame him being like, well, you could have did this, you could have. Y'all don't know how close he might have been to getting locked up.
That's true.
He might have been a lot closer than people realize.
Because what was the boy that was rapping up under them?
Blue Da Vinci.
He got locked up.
Blue Da Vinci did 4 years.
See, if you're Jeezy, you can't afford that.
And there was if Jeezy had a guy 4 years right back then, it wouldn't have been no Jeezy right now. And then later on, in one of them 150 people that got picked up in the suite, one of his murder trials, somebody got on the stand and testified that they sold Jeezy 4 birds.
Ah, man.
They pointed Jeezy out in court.
Oh, my God.
So you don't want that happening. You don't know when that's going to come up. And I'm sure he had legal representation that kind of probably knew what was going on, telling him you need to fall back if you're going to do this. And,
You're at a crossroads. These guys played a huge part in getting you on. I feel like you got to do something, though. Like, behind this, it ain't got to be in public. But behind the scenes, though, bro, I feel like he had to be involved somehow.
I feel like they still fuck with him. Like, I haven't seen anybody that says anything about BMF now say anything bad about Jeezy. I think that they still fuck with it, but not to that extent. So I do feel like dudes was paid. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I feel like, I don't know for sure anything.
Yeah, that's, hey boy, they throwing 30s at niggas, man.
Yeah, cause him and his brother Southwest T got 30 apiece. It's on what, gangsterreport.com. You can read it all on there. But
gangsterreport.com.
But allegedly doing a trial like in 2006 is when Jeezy got named. So, hey.
That nigga whole life flashed for his eyes.
I wonder how he got out of that, though.
That's a great question. Did you do a PSA like T.I.?
Nah, didn't take no PSA for 4 birds.
What if they
birds.
Asked him to do?
They ain't taking PSA for 4 birds, buddy. they ain't no get out of jail free card for that.
Shit. Hey, man, one more, man. Ross, like we mentioned earlier, man, he had the CO allegations. Then he said that that wasn't him in the picture when the picture came out. Photo came out with a beardless Ross with the CO outfit on, accepting a diploma. Look like he had just graduated CO school. And He said at first it wasn't him, and then he later turned out it was him. How did he spin this? Did he do a good job of damage control?
Hell no. And I grade Ross on a hard scale. I will admit that. But one thing I will say that he was better at than all of these people during the time of his scandal and even afterwards was making good music. And that made it to where he was almost Teflon. Like, there wasn't shit that stuck to Ross where you could say, man, get him out of here, that overpowered, overshadowed the music that he was doing. Rick Ross always delivers. Like, he's never not delivered other than that Black Market album.
No, other than that.
The Hood Billionaire.
That shit. Yeah, other than that.
Hood Billionaire. Like, even if you don't like the albums, you still got to appreciate the music on all of them, I think. And that's what keep him afloat. Like, you can say whatever you want to about Ross. Like, he can get charged for beating up the maid in this house, for being that despicable, or you can feel sympathy for him for having a seizure. It does not matter what happens with Ross, because the music is always banging.
Yeah.
So he never really needs spin. He just drop a dope ass album.
2008 is when the pictures came out. What helped him is that, first of all, he was a CEO for 18 months. That it'd be one thing if he was a full-fledged police officer. I feel like that when people look at CEOs, they're like, okay, that's like a little job. Motherfuckers be working. Like, it ain't, it's really more of just like a normal job, mm-hmm. and not necessarily you the fucking fuzz. Like, niggas, like, because it's like crooked COs and all kind of shit, dude. Like, they, most of the motherfuckers just there for a job. They like, man, fuck it, I'll take this little
gig. It later came out, I think it was a Gunplay was doing a podcast and he was talking about it. He said that he was in fact a CEO, but it was, how you put this, it was an appointed position.
What does that mean?
That means that who Ross was affiliated with down in Miami, as far as the people that he be talking about.
Yeah.
When Booby Gang, whatever it may
right,
be.
Right, right, right.
Not necessarily saying it was them specifically, but they put him there because he had the record to be there, and that's how they would sell drugs.
Oh, gotcha.
In the prison.
I hope Gunplay didn't say that.
I swear to Gunplay said. He didn't say that specifically. He alluded to a lot of things.
Gotcha.
I'm being very
he was vague
free.
With
yeah,
the shit.
I'm being very free with what I'm saying.
Jesus, you just filled in all the blanks.
I'm third party. They can't hold nothing I say up to court. But I mean, that's what he said. So
he's alluding to that.
Yeah, he's alluding to that position was a, there was a reason
it was
Ross
deeper
said,
than
and if Ross had came out and said that in the beginning and been like, yeah, I did. Well, not
no.
all of that. But if you come out and be like, yeah, I did that, that's part of what we do now in Miami. Like, I had a job. Yes, that's part of our little thing down there. And just leave it at that was a little bit of mystery. Like, what do you mean part
no,
of your thing?
No, no. What he should have done is just
and say
him.
I was never a CO?
No, that was horrible. that which makes it even more amazing that he bounced back because he lied at first.
It's the music.
Of clearly. But if he would have, if when that came out, if he would have said, man, I was a 9 to 5, bro. Like, I was broken a month. I had just had my second kid. If he would have just kept it 1,000.
That's a fact.
Nobody would have gave a fuck. I'm telling you, nobody would have gave a fuck.
Boom, that go to fourth scenario for him. That ain't Rick Ross. Everything that he presented.
It is now.
He
don't be in character as much now, though.
But it's too late. You the boss already. No, the character that he's playing is the character that we know now. When you come out in your first song and say you meant Pablo, the real Pablo, you can't come back and say, shit, I worked as a CO.
Yeah, you can.
You couldn't back then. You can now.
He did eventually.
No, I'm saying at that point when people were saying that he was a CO, you couldn't do that. Like, because you came out every day you were hustling Miami, don't
right,
cross
right,
that
right.
line, but now you apologizing for being a CO, you was broke. You know what I mean? I understand what you're saying, and it would be good for another rapper, but from that persona that Ross had built, you can't do that.
Now, he was afraid that you couldn't do that, but what you,
I think that would have ruined his career, actually.
No, good music, because he had that good music on deck. That Teflon Don was right behind
it. But remember,
I don't give a fuck what you was when
no,
that Teflon Don dropped.
But you still rapping about the same. Like, that's another thing why his music is so good, because he never breaks character.
But
that would have been
he
a
has
break,
toned it down though.
That would have been a break in character. You can do it now because I mean,
yeah,
we know.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah,
now.
Who cares?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No one cares. Ross, you're 40 years old.
Right. Nobody gives a fuck.
But with that being said, 10 years ago we cared, and if he had broken character 10 years ago, had we seen that glitch in
soon.
The boss? It's too soon. We out of there. You never get the rest of the albums from Ross. People would have checked out. So I think he did a smart thing and. almost denying it.
It ended up working. It worked. He still ended up being Ross MMG.
I think it ended up working out for everybody on this list.
Yeah. I mean, this is, I would question your boy right now, man. I think I think Fetty Wap is his damage control people are fucking up. He's got the, all I hear, the only time I hear Fetty Wap's name is associated with a new baby mama. That's it, bro. What is dude? I don't. Who is on his team? Where's his people at? Where's the record at?
How do you spin this, though?
Bro, good mute. Look, first of all, put a Jimmy hat on or step your pullout game up, one or two, and put out great music. He's capable of making a hit record. He's shown that he's done it before. Why did you stop? It's almost like he's banking on this by being on, like, Love and Hip Hop and shit now.
I was going to say, you know what has to be done here, right?
Reality show?
Yes.
Oh.
Every baby mama.
He not Shorty Low, dude. Yeah, rest in peace, Shorty Low.
Shorty Low never got to do it.
I know. Why? Because then nobody want to see that shit,
They want to see Fetty Wap, though. They want to see, what's the chick name?
I have no idea.
One of them famous has to
be. We're going
to
put air quotes over famous.
Well, famous in today's standards. Okay. Like, probably got 200,000 Instagram followers. What I mean by famous. So, well, what the Girl in Black youngster song, ain't that one of his baby mamas?
I don't know.
I want to, what'd he say, Alexis guy? Okay, I think that's one of his baby mamas. So with that being said, my point is, if you get those five semi-famous women and Fetty Wap and you put it on VH1 and you call Mona, it's going to pop.
Bro.
People signing up for that, you know they are. You know they will. And that's probably what he's going to do. Before you hear a song, you're going to see that show.
When
the last Fetty Wap song?
That's what I'm saying. God. He came out with three out the gate, and that's all, he's been Juelz ever since.
Man,
disappeared. His team is fucking up. I don't know what they got going on. If he fired everybody, if it's just him. I don't know what the fuck he got going on. But he was on pace to being something bigger. Now everybody kind of came and took that little style. Now he's not alone no more. Like, it's a rap. Like, A Boogie done came and took that little style.
A
like,
Boogie's
Brussels rap.
Jacked. I looked at A Boogie's on there, too, that rap shit.
How was that? Was that cool?
It was decent, because I ain't really know nothing about A Boogie, so I respect him a little bit more now.
I see.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
You think the Fetty Wap's eye affect his pullout? That's why he got so many kids. That could be. He could apply. We probably got to get disability already.
You see what I'm saying?
It could be it, though, man.
That was Spike Lee.
Hey.
I'm Animal Brown. I'm good when I go to Jersey and New York.
Hey, there are no disclaimers if you got seven kids by six.
I'm good when I go to Jersey. 12. I'm good when I go to New York, Fetty. Respect. You had hits. You got mad talent. I don't understand what's going on. Somebody on your team gotta get you some Trojans.
Ain't
bro.
No bounce back from that, man. He's the only dude reality show.
You're gonna have to work now, though.
Of course. You just gotta live with it. You gotta live like up to it. Be a good little father. Promoted like I'm a good dad type stuff. Have the Instagram pictures with all your kids and shuck it all the way out and do the reality show.
Miss me with that?
Dress all of them alike. They're like six. Do the little picture with like everybody get like six pair of Jordans, you know.
The Easter brunch fits. Picture. Yeah. Fuck the Rock Nation brunch. You got the Easter brunch with all your kids.
The WAP bunch. That's boom. There it is.
Oh my God.
That's the show. The WAP bunch. Please, no. Mona, hit me up. I got it. The WAP bunch.
She's gonna hang up in your face.
Here's a story. Of a guy named Fetty who was rapping and he only had one eye.
Man, let's get to this goddamn music break. Man, look, Future. Was heavily featured on this DJ Esco that came out last weekend. It's basically a Future tape featuring Schoolboy Q, man. We ain't heard no new Future shit in a stretch. Let's check this out. It's called Code of Honor. See if he still got it, man.
Ready to do it, who ready to set some standards? You little niggas numbers some cowards, little niggas numbers some feathers. I see stars and ceilings, I see stars on villains. I ain't got no feelings. Tell me you been in that bag, tell me you been in that jag. Tell me you been on the pen up a fella, stacking the cash. Golden plate medallions. I relocate with a stallion, hope you can't imagine. I can walk on water, fly away. I can go to places it ain't safe. I see stars on villains.
pussy young and loaded, dodging penitentiary. I say represented, highly recommended. When I hit you with the truth, don't you get offended. Don't you slow me down, I'm on the road. Don't you fuck around and say you're sold. Spark up the dotty, then you check your rolling. Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. I wanna sack the baddest. I wanna know you the baddest. I wanna know if you got it. I wanna know if you ran.
All right, man, we are back. That was Future featuring Schoolboy Q, Code of Honor. How you feel about it?
Oh, man, it sounds like a lot of Future songs that are already out. Or a lot of other people that have songs that sound like Future that are already out.
That's the problem when you're a trendsetter. That's why you have to reinvent yourself.
So can Future do that?
Yeah, he's done it before. This Future that we know now is not the same one from Dirty Sprite 1.
This ain't the R&B Future from
Astronaut Status. Like, this ain't the same Future as that. This ain't the R&B Future when it's on Pluto and shit. He can do it, but it's about that time, though, because too many people done ran with the swag.
I think that's why he been kind of quiet.
I can respect that song ain't it.
Yeah, he probably trying to get all of this out of the way and then, right.
That ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Question of the week, man. Funk Flex, that's your man. He made a bold claim. He said Travis Scott stole ASAP Rocky swag, flat out. Challenged him to go bar for bar. He claims ASAP Rocky would wash Travis Scott. It's fact or fiction? Who would win if they did go back to back?
I didn't even realize that either one of these dudes had balls. To be completely honest with you, like. I'm going back to what Hov said and what makes a good rapper and cadence and voice. And I think that these are two of the main guys in which you would attribute that to. So no one is going to sign up to hear a ASAP Rocky fucking Travis Scott rap battle. Flex is like all out of his element here. Like this ain't even what these two dudes do. They make songs. I don't even think that no one who sit up and was like, you know what? You jacked ASAP Rocky style.
But he going to cape for New York.
I think that those are two different sides of the spectrum. Man, you're right. He is going to cape for New York. When I think of ASAP Rocky, I think of cool, laid-back, swag, fashion dude. When I think of Travis Scott, I think of when we seen him at Revolta, he was jumping around throwing water on everybody with his shirt off and, like, had on big, ugly shoes and shit.
Crowd surfing.
Yeah, like,
shit.
He not... Him and ASAP Rocky, I think, are two totally different things. I don't understand.
Well, no. You can tell ASAP Rocky's influence is apparent in Travis Scott music.
But that's their generation, though.
Yeah,
that's like saying...
Which is influenced by ASAP Rocky.
Not the whole fucking generation. Like, 21 Savage is not inspired by ASAP Rocky.
No, but Travis Scott
is. But
they
may have some of the same clothes on. You know what I'm saying? Like, how is he... Okay, musically, how does he even inspire him? I don't understand that.
What's some of the Chop the Screw shit? Even though Travis Scott is from Houston and ASAP Rocky is not.
Okay.
So it's kind of...
Right.
You could argue it could go the other way.
I think Flex is reaching again, and he'd reach every 3 or 4 months just to reach.
Yeah, he's clearly reaching.
Are these guys friends? Are they cool? Do you know?
Man, not off the top of my head. Only because I don't follow ASAP Rocky like that. I fuck with Travis Scott. He make good music. But his shit is not lyric-based.
Right, neither is ASAP.
But ASAP Rocky is way more lyrical than Travis
but
Scott
he ain't,
is.
He's not. I wouldn't.
Way more.
You consider him a lyricist? Thank you.
A little.
That
bit.
Answers my question. No, you
a little
don't.
Bit. He's more than you would think. I'll say that. He's more than you would think. Like I've heard ASAP Rocky
but
snap before.
You mean on like some Lil B type shit?
My fuck no. ASAP Rocky can actually rap. You should listen to his music, dude. He actually can rap. He may not be talking about nothing you're trying to hear, though.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to force myself to listen to ASAP Rocky. I'm not saying that he can't rap.
Right.
I always
lyrically
thought the premise was that ain't what he do, though.
No, Travis Scott is more style over substance.
Right.
ASAP Rocky, you could
style over substance. Like he more popular for being a stylish dude, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying musically though. Travis Scott's style, his music style
is more
flashy.
I'm saying ASAP is more popular for being a stylish guy than his bars or his music acumen, right?
Because he got on through his music. He didn't get on through his fashion. He got on first through the music with the movement and the ASAP shit. Then the fashion shit followed.
Yeah.
So, but. He actually has bars though. Like I'm not fucking sitting here saying he gonna rap you under the table, lyrical miracle spiritual shit.
Right.
But I'm saying he's lyrically he's better than you probably think. Mm. Just if you don't listen to his music like that. And I'm not saying I'm sitting here like A$AP Rocky fan, listening, sitting in a four-corner room with the ceiling fan on, listening to A$AP Rocky all day. But I do know he can rap better than Travis Scott, though. So he's right on that end. Now, whether or not Travis Scott stole his style, just completely just raped him for his shit, I can't say that because Travis Scott produces.
Who got more hits? You're not even close, is it? Travis Scott, right? Did we add in the production part of it?
See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's the difference maker. Travis Scott produces shit. A$AP Rocky does not.
So let me ask you this. Do you even acknowledge Flex if you're one of these guys? Like, if I'm A$AP Rocky,
Travis Scott not finna say nothing, though. He doesn't even talk, so.
He just had a little baby girl, right?
He did.
Yeah, I ain't know. Like, I ain't got time for Flex 40 all day. I ain't got time to rap nobody no bars. I'm finna keep making these hits and fucking these Jenners.
Did you see Travis Scott and Tory Lanez getting into it?
When they was in a fight? Yeah. About the shit Tory Lanez was talking about?
They not finna fight. They wasn't finna fight.
Tory Lanez said they was finna fight.
The video came out, though. Yeah, nigga amped up was Tory Lanez. Travis Scott, and it was like, bro, if you don't relax.
Tory Lanez look like he get amped up. He shoot basketball like he get amped up like that, though.
Nah, he's short like he get amped up like that.
And short.
That's where that come from.
But he shoot basketball like he's short. And
let's shoot the five, son. Let's shoot the five. It's like, bro, what are you? Why are you the only nigga turned? What is, why are
he's
you?
Like, what he said? Everybody can get out of the room right now.
Yeah, I was like, bro, who, what? What are you talking about? So, like, it like, what? Nigga, calm down.
But
nigga,
you can't do that because you don't get no props of beating up Tory Lanez.
I mean, or Travis Scott. You don't get no, nobody wins in that situation, dude.
If you Travis, okay, yeah, that's true.
Nobody wins. Nobody wins in this Flex fake battle that'll never happen. He's still thinking we in the tunnel.
Somebody
in 1997.
Somebody got to get Flex out of here.
Does like he have somebody, like an apprentice?
Well, actually, not even have to. I ain't going to say it that way. It sounds like I'm hating. Somebody is going to get him out of here. That's what's going to happen.
He's like one of them judges, bro. He's not leaving that seat.
Somebody going to get him out of here. Watch. That's what's going to happen.
Man, before we get out of here, on Decker of the Week.
Oh, broop, doop, 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 ding.
I don't know what that was.
That was the On Decker of the Week music.
All right. Twitter. Shout out to @burn_my_bridges.
Y'all got to relax with these underscores.
First of all, shout out to him. He's got two underscores. I see you.
Cool.
Let me read his tweet off. He was shouting out a new podcast. He said, I got this @GEducatedKing shit in rotation with the rest of the podcasts I fuck with. @BrilliantIdiots, @JoeButton, @85South, @Flagrant2, and @OnDeckTVPodcast.
Chill.
Got us in his top five. Shout out to @burn_my_bridges. His Twitter name is Kerry Hilson's baby daddy. I can't do nothing but respect that. Because Kerry Hilson is bad and people forget that shit. But y'all need to remember how bad Kerry Hilson is. So shout out to you, bro. We appreciate you. Got us in our top five. And he shouted out, like he said, he shouted out that new Ghetto Educated Kings. That's the name of their podcast. So shout out to them out too. Fuck it. They on episode 3. I can respect that.
Pretty
shout out all
dope.
Podcasts. We fuck
shout
with everybody.
Shout out the On Decker of the Week. And let me ask you this. Shout out all podcasts. Any new podcasts that you're listening to that you want to put the people on?
I listened to one you sent me, though. That motherfucker was all right.
What's that?
The crime shit? With the
Empire on Blood?
Yeah, that's hard.
That's what I was going to tell the people
That's
about.
Hard. That first episode was hard.
Yep. Y'all check out a brand new, it's like a true crime podcast called Empire on Blood. Really, really good. Y'all check that out.
How far are you, though, before you start caping?
I ain't
though.
Even finna blow it for nobody. I'm just on episode 3. All
right.
So it's still good.
Well, that's a little early.
Still good, though. All right, Empire on Blood, brand new podcast for y'all. On Deck of the Week, out of the way. We got it. We appreciate you. Another week in the books. We appreciate y'all for listening.
Slow down.
What you got, music?
New music. Pump your brakes, dude.
Who do you have?
Cardi B comes out Friday.
Oh, man.
Invasion of Privacy.
That's the name of her album?
Yep.
She tired of this shit already.
Hey, motherfuckers be over being famous real quick.
Cardi tired of, like, your first album is called Invasion of Privacy. She tired of this shit.
She over that. She mad because her pregnancy shit got leaked. She was hot about
that. What did she think was gonna happen, though?
She's not used to being famous yet, dude. Obviously. Are you gonna listen to that? Are we reviewing that next week?
Nah, we're not reviewing it at all.
Yeah, we never reviewed a female album. Okay. Have you thought about that?
No, I have not. Which one? Actually, we talked about that Rhapsody when it came out.
Nah, it'd be like a full episode. We ain't never done no review like we have, like, Nipsey.
You think,
Nipsey
you think
like
Cardi that. Album gonna be worth it?
It's anticipated. We can't act like it ain't. She probably the hottest out of New York right now.
Are you gonna sit down with that Cardi album and, like, go through it.
I'm
going
to try.
I'm not.
I'm going
to
try.
I'm just because I know it ain't for me, though. I listen to it. I skim through it, but, you know.
I'm going to check it out, man. A couple of joints came out last week. Rich the Kid, The World Is Yours came out.
Young Rich the Kid.
He got a song on that with Offset and Quavo that's fire.
Really?
Rich the Kid makes better songs than I would have gave him credit for this time last week.
Is he from down here?
No, he from Queens.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that at all.
Shout out Queens, man. Queens Village, we heal.
That's all.
Before anything, soundtrack, Birdman, Cash Money. That's what that Big Timer song ended up being on. Mm. It's about three songs on there. Four.
Birdman found a way to shuck it out with another album.
Currency, Parking Lot Music. Go check that out. 9 solid joints on there. DJ Esco, Colorblind. That's basically a future tape. And Lil Durk, Just Cause Y'all Waited. New mixtape. He is no longer on Def Jam. It's his first project since his release from Def Jam.
Lil Durk got a little fan base, though. He be popping. Check him out in the Midwest. Lil Durk popping. Like, Lil Durk a big deal. In the central time zone, Lil Durk is a big deal, I'm telling you. I'm telling
Durk
you,
Durk growing his dreads back and everything. He don't give a fuck no more.
Oh, man. He finna get Chief Keef on a song. It's gonna
tough.
Be
tough. What you got on deck for the weekend?
Slow Motion, Billy Ocean. I'm waiting for 420. I'm heading out to LA for 420 to see how that is.
You have to have something going on before fucking 420. Been
what's
talking
today?
About this for 2 months.
No,
I don't know what today.
I'm
what
chilling
is
till then. Shit.
First weekend in April, dude.
I lay back and stack, man. I ain't no need to be out in these streets.
Fair enough.
What do you have up?
Big Crit show is Friday.
Oh, I forgot about that. I might go to that.
Oh,
though.
Now you got something
that's
to do.
That ain't something to do. That's just cool if I ain't doing nothing.
It's already sold out, so you're clearly not going to get in that motherfucker.
I ain't call Sci-Hi tomorrow. I'll be there.
Nah, that's going to be dope. I need to double back on that double disc Crit anyway, and I'm really there for Sci-Hi. No shots to Crit, but I just want to hear that project live, honestly. I wonder what joints he going to do. Woo. One of the best albums of last year.
What, that double disc? Or that Sci-Hi?
That Sci-Hi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. I want to see that. So I'll be in the building.
Yeah,
get
I'll
my
be
tickets on deck right now.
Oh, man, other than that, I am chilling.
Yeah, you said hi, what's up, man?
Really? Now you talking to Sai on the phone?
Nah, I just need to. Yeah, all right.
The number you have dialed. Hey, man, do us a favor. Go to iTunes, rate, subscribe, and comment. We see the ratings. Thank you. Hella 5 stars. Good looking. Do us a favor, man. Drop a couple lines on there, man. Like I said, say who your favorite host is. Me. Ask a question that you want us to ask on the show. Anything like that. Just say something in that bitch. We appreciate it in advance. Anything else before we get out of here?
Yeah, man, we appreciate you guys. Support the real as always, and we out.
All of them.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.